Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arteries. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
07701.
Thank you.
I don't recognize this charge and I'm about to dispute it. Can you tell me what this is for?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Can you verify your name for me, please, so I can get your account pulled up? That's the only way I'll be able to tell, ma'am. That's the only way.
Croken, C-R-O-K-E-N.
That first name was Barbara?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, I do see the account. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
Listen, I have the security concerns, not you. Tell me what this charge is for, please. That's all I want to know from you. What is the charge for, or I'm going to dispute it?
I understand, ma'am. But that's protocol. I needed to make sure that I was talking to the right Ms. Barbara. But we could carry on. This is due to the contest entry with the Dyson vacuum cleaner, ma'am. When you entered into that contest for that Dyson,
If
you look on that sign-up summary, it stated that the account will be billed for other offers, and that offer was a meal plan app that came through to your email.
I do not want a meal plan. I didn't sign up for it. I did not accept it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Cancel the whole thing. Cancel everything. I'm going to dispute this charge. I don't want anything to do with you people.
Very well.
You tell me you're going to give me a free vacuum cleaner and then you charge me for a meal plan that I don't want. No, that is just not going to happen for me.
That 11 Eastport Court, that's your address, right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am. It was stated in the terms and conditions that the account will be billed for other offers, but I heard that you said you wanted to dispute it, you didn't want to dispute it. So give me 1 second. I'll be right back with you, Ms. Barbara. All right.
I do want to dispute it. I don't know why you said I didn't. I do. I am disputing it. I don't want anything to do with you.
Understood.
Not you personally, of course.
You're all right, Ms. Barbara. Thank you, though. You're fine, ma'am. And I want to let you know this, Ms. Barb, I can go in and get you 35% refunded of that $59.89 and have it in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah. Please. Take me off your list. Don't ever contact me again. That'd be great.
Yes, ma'am. I'll make sure of, and I provide you that cancellation code.
Yes. Wait 1 second. Let me get pen.
Very well. You okay? I want to finish putting your cancellation in. So you got a couple seconds.
All right, I'm ready when you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second, please. Hold on 1 second for me, please.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you for being patient on the line with me, Ms. Barbara.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We were able to get the account fully refunded at $59.89.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm just waiting on your cancellation code to appear, and they'll verify that you called in today, had the account fully refunded, and you'll be canceled out, and I'll get that information to your email.
Yeah. Why do you automatically be able to bill things to my account? Who told you you could automatically bill anything to my account?
See, once you entered into that contest for that Dyson, that's where you were signing up, and that other subscription that came along with that, it was stated in the terms and conditions.
So what the hell gives you the right charge me for anything you please.
No, ma'am.
I never accepted that charge, that other charge. Never. I accepted I would pay for the shipping of the Dyson. That's it.
All right. And see, it stated in the terms and conditions that other things would be billed to the account. So,
how in the hell can you do that? Other things? You're just going to decide any amount
of the
bill?
No, ma'am. You were fully refunded, ma'am. I was just trying to explain to you that it was other things that came along with that contest entry. So you just got to make
things.
Sure.
Other things. Nobody will sign up for other things that you can bill whenever you please at whatever price you decide.
No,
never.
Ma'am. All that is stated there. It's not what we come up with. It's what you agreed to.
I did not agree to that. I never did.
But you were fully refunded. You were fully refunded. The account was fully refunded and canceled. And I'm just waiting on your cancellation code to appear, and we'll be done. And I get that information to your email also, Ms. Barbara.
Yeah, well, again, you know who you're working for, but that's just plain thievery.
Yes, ma'am. I'll make sure that it won't happen. You won't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, you're very nice. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right, and I do thank you for your patience. I have your cancellation code ready.
I'm
you will
ready
see,
too, thanks.
Yes, ma'am, that 5989, mm-hmm. It'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
And what's the code?
It's C, as in Charlie, 920-467-317.
Yeah. Okay, C as in Charlie, 920-467-317.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Barbara, that is correct. And know that got the account canceled and refunded.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. I thank you for calling customer support, Ms. Barbara. You have a good day, ma'am. That's all the help you need.
Yeah, you have a great day yourself. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
And
no problem. Remember, check your email because this information that we just went over is stated there also.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Barbara. You have a good day, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye now.
All right. Thank you.